longtime Today Show host Karl Stefanovic is leaving Channel 9 after more than two decades on the show.
This morning we wanted to inform you that Karl will not be returning to the Today Show or to 9. Karl has, of course, woken up with Today for 21 years, so we know this is a huge change for our viewers and, of course, for us, not just here on the desk, but behind the scenes, because there's a big...
Stefanovic has been a fixture of morning TV in Australia since 2005, but he's out the door after a podcast interview with far-right activist Tommy Robinson. But let's go back a step to understand how all this played out. Earlier this year, Karl Stefanovic launched an independent podcast, not affiliated with Nine.
I am free and independent to talk to the people that I'm curious about.
His first guest was One Nation's Pauline Hanson, and he's interviewed other prominent figures from right-wing political circles. He's also interviewed the Prime Minister and other mainstream pollies. But then...
Tommy, great to talk with you, finally.
Enter Tommy Robinson. Robinson is one of the UK's most divisive figures right now. He's a convicted criminal and far-right anti-immigration activist, popular online, and known for drumming up his followers, helping instigate anti-immigration riots. Stefanovic interviewed him in London, and in promotional material for the podcast, they're seen arm in arm. Robinson actually starts off by asking Stefanovic a question about UK politics.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Keir Starmer is a...
The interview faced backlash pretty well immediately, and the episode was taken down after just 12 hours. After its release, Stefanovic was not on TV as usual, and then Nine's own newspapers reported the network had held crisis talks about ditching its longtime host, who it reportedly pays over $2 million a year. So was this scandal a slip-up or part of a calculated plan? Steve Carey is a media trainer and crisis management consultant, and he reckons it's the latter.
Karl knows, because he's been in the business as long as anybody, that controversy makes the best kind of engagement. It just does.
He says it could well be a strategy to pivot away from breakfast TV and lean into his own show.
It's all about Karl creating and making a controversial podcast to get engagement for his podcast.
So why would such a successful broadcaster shift to a podcast, seemingly pandering to the right wing of politics? Well, experts say money. The right wing online sphere is a money-making juggernaut, at the top of which sits the American podcaster Joe Rogan. Stefanovic once called himself Joe Bogan when asked whether he was the Aussie version of the podcast star. Communications consultant Toby Ralph says Stefanovic is shifting his brand to cater to that particular audience.
Were I trying to do a commercial podcast, I'd be looking for outrageous figures who say outrageous things in outrageous ways. And I think that's exactly what he's doing. Karl is really family-friendly, average Aussie bloke, nice fella, a bit irreverent, and he's taking a little lurch to the right.
In a statement on Stefanovic's departure, Nine's Executive Director of News and Current Affairs, Fiona Deer, acknowledges it's been a challenging time for the staff. She says Channel 9 has a rich history in interviewing controversial figures and asking difficult questions, welcoming open debate and challenging norms with constructive, balanced arguments. She says they'll share more news on their plans for the Today Show soon.